Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a good Thursday. One day away from Friday. One day away from the weekend. All the days seem to roll together, though, so I guess you got to take it where you can get it. I'm still going to celebrate the fact that it's almost Friday. I'm going to be rocking with you for the next 4 hours. This is where you can find me every single weeknight, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, trying to have a good time out there, trying to make the most of everything that is going on around us. So allow me to at least have a decent time with you all. I hope you are ready to roll. You know exactly where I'm coming to you from. And if you don't know by now, you are about to know in a second. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are challenging right now, but Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, you can contact them 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. You should know that I am here with you. And when I'm not here on CBS Sports Radio, you can find me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You can find me on Instagram at JR Sport Brief. And the same thing for Facebook at JR Sport Brief. You know, I guess I don't want to say I'm in a cheery mood. Not at all. Not at all. It's real difficult to be in a cheery mood. But I had a moment of cheer. You know, I went downstairs outside of my house and, you know, I live in a condensed neighborhood here in the middle of Atlanta, and somebody was actually playing the violin on their patio. And I don't know if they had speakers. I don't know how violins work. I only know how to run my mouth. That's the only instrument I know how to work. But somebody was playing a violin, and it was nice. And not that I care about Justin Bieber. I really could care less about Justin Bieber. But whoever was playing the violin was going from yummy, and then they went into some classical music that I'm not smart enough to know what was being played, and then I recognized some pop music, and it was pretty cool, and it was pretty nice, you know, as the sun was setting, and, you know, people were on their balconies, everybody staying 6 feet away from each other. It was pretty cool just for a few moments for everybody to just kind of take something in and enjoy things. You know, just the way the world is right now, it was pretty cool to hear that violin. So that's pretty much the last thing I heard before I came in and joined with you all. A big shout out to my main man, Stu, on the other side of the boards working with me here. My main man, Marco, doing the updates. A shout out to my main man, Marco. It is a pleasure. We have a full show for you today. As Marco said, Derrick Henry got a new contract, okay? He signed his franchise tender. He's going to be with the Tennessee Titans for, at minimum, another year, and they're going to have an opportunity to work out another deal. So we're going to talk about running backs in the NFL. Are they worth paying? Are they worth the moolah? Are they worth the money? I mean, they go through the grinder. They get used up, and these running backs in the NFL, they get spit the hell back on up. Okay, we have a lot of people. I know a lot of you all out there play games. Whether you used to play video games, whether you play games now, whether your children get on your nerves playing games. And by the way, I hope your children are actually, you know, doing the work on the iPad instead of playing games. Don't get bamboozled and fooled or hoodwinked out there. Make sure your children are actually doing their work. But tomorrow, the NBA is actually going to have that live tournament with people like Hassan Whiteside and Kevin Durant and Trae Young. They're going to be playing NBA 2K live on ESPN tomorrow. So I had to bring in the senior vice president from NBA 2K. Jason Argent is going to be joining us to talk about that. And then also Ed Tomasi. He's a co-founder of a website and a group called Subnation. It is all about esports. So when you hear esports, what is it? We're going to find out. And you're going to find out how much money people are actually making playing these games. It's ridiculous. All those times your mom or your dad or your grandparents, you know, came in your room and said, yo, it's time to eat dinner. It's time for you to step away from that stupid PlayStation. It's time for you to get away from that Nintendo or that Xbox. You could have easily told them, you know, I'm practicing. I'm trying to make money. I'm going to be a professional. People are making bank playing games. It's pretty ridiculous. We're going to talk about the most dominant dynasties in sports. You know, I know a lot of people are actually hopeful right now that the New England Patriots dynasty has hopefully come to an end. I would expect so, that Tom Brady is gone and now in Tampa. But what are some other major dynasties that you remember? Or can we talk about the Redskins, or can we talk about the Islanders? Can we talk about the Yankees, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Bulls, even more recently, the Golden State Warriors? Which dynasty has stood out to you? That's a conversation that we will continue to have. And then obviously, I just said Tom Brady's going to be in a different uniform. What player have you seen that you just looked at them in that uniform and said, that doesn't make sense? I'm still eagerly awaiting to see Tom Brady in that Tampa Bay Buccaneers uniform, but I guess at this point, it's probably going to be pretty normal. I've seen so many Photoshop images of Tom Brady in that Tampa Bay uniform. I've seen so many screenshots from video games, and by the time he actually puts that jersey on and puts the pads on, I will probably be used to it by now, okay? So it's going to take some time. But as we heard, Derrick Henry, 26 years old. You want to ask me? This man basically ran the Tennessee Titans to the AFC Championship game against the Kansas City Chiefs, okay? He did this all by himself. And as my phone continues, people love hitting me up. So that's just what it is. You heard my phone there. Look, Derrick Henry ran them to the NFL playoffs. All right. He not only led the league in rushing last year, 1,540 yards. He not only led the entire NFL in yards per carry with more than 5 yards. By the time he got to the playoffs, God bless his heart, he ran the Patriots out of the playoffs with 182 yards. He everybody when Baltimore and the Ravens basically blanked against them 195 yards. And then by the time he got to Kansas City, okay, you met the Chiefs, he only mustered up 69 yards. In all of these years before this past season, he's had to share the rock with Deion Lewis. He's had to share it with DeMarco Murray, who's no longer even playing in the NFL. But now that Derrick Henry is getting the majority of the carries, at 26 years old, he is going to continue to get better. Or at least be serviceable for what? 3 more years? 2 more years? NFL players, and this is especially true when you're talking about running backs, they are used, they are abused, they are chewed up, and then they are spit out. Nobody is trying to pay an NFL running back, especially when you hit that ripe old age of 30 years old. Nobody wants to do it. Why do you think Le'Veon Bell basically held out forever from the Steelers? He basically took an entire year until he ended up on the Jets. He met Adam Gase, who didn't even want him on the team. And Le'Veon Bell basically went out there and laid a dud. And the New York Jets offensive line stinks. Adam Gase stinks as a coach. And Le'Veon Bell is hoping for a comeback. But good for him that at minimum he has $35 million guaranteed in his contract. But where does this leave someone like Derrick Henry? They still have up until July 15th to go ahead and give him a full contract, or at least provide him an extension. If they can't get him an extension, then boom, that's what it is. $10.2 million. What does that mean? How many people get paid more than him if he doesn't sign a new contract? Ezekiel Elliott gets paid more than him, $15 million a year. Le'Veon Bell will get paid more than him at 13. David Johnson, who fell off of a cliff for the Texans. He broke his wrist a few years ago, and that was basically it. This is someone who in 2016 had a career year. I mean, he rushed for like 1,200 yards. He caught almost 900 yards. And then the next thing, you know, boom, he's a broken individual. And right now, David Johnson is 28 years old. And this is who Texans fans unfortunately have to deal with now that DeAndre Hopkins is gone. And in what was one of the dumbest trades I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what Bill O'Brien does at night. I don't know what he eats for dinner. I don't know if he hates some of his players, but someone needs to snatch that that GM title off of Bill O'Brien's back because he's making stupid decisions, okay? David Johnson is a broken individual. Derrick Henry comes after all three of said players, and he had the best season. Surprisingly, Kenyon Drake is right behind him. Kenyon Drake had to basically share the rock with David Johnson last year. So when you think about running backs, and we can go back even further in history, you think about somebody like Barry Sanders, who got out at 30. He could still go, but in his last season, his second to last season, he rushed for like 6 yards a carry, and then he dropped to 4. I mean, historically, you can point at the Lions and say they made him want to retire, and I would probably agree with that. Ask Megatron. The Lions will make you want to quit. Look at somebody like Edgerrin James. Had his best years until he hit 30, and congratulations, Edgerrin James, on going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Hopefully, we can get that through and see that ceremony. And by the way, Edgerrin James knows how to party. I ran into Edgerrin James one time in Louisiana, and let's just say there was a lot of money being thrown around. I hope Edgerrin James is doing well with his finances right now. Sean Alexander, 2005 MVP. Okay, this guy was just destroying everybody for the Seattle Seahawks. Next thing you know, off of a cliff, Adrian Peterson. Not everybody's going to be AP. Last year, almost 900 yards with Washington. He's an exception, okay? 35 years old, still getting it done. Frank Gore, freak of nature. Frank Gore last season rushed for like 600 yards up in Buffalo. You know, you're not going to see too many players go out and do this. Christian McCaffrey, how many years does he have? He's turning 24 this season. How many years does he have where he's going to rush for like 1,400 yards and then catch the ball for another 1,000? And they will probably run him into the ground in Carolina. And you can bet Christian McCaffrey, when it's time for his contract to come up, he's going to be convincing them, yo, pay me like a wide receiver. Pay me like a wide receiver. Pay me like a wide receiver. Because these running backs right now, at 15 per, they chew them up and they spit them out. And in today's game, when you want to double up running backs and you want to have a Thunder and a Lightning and you don't have running backs who play all three downs, when you want to have a specialty running back because either A, you want to preserve the player, or B, you don't want to pay them big money, is it worth it to have and invest in a running back? Do running backs still matter when it comes to the finances? We know what they can do on the field. If you have a Derrick Henry, okay, we know that Ryan Tannehill got the big contract, but Derrick Henry took them there. But is he worth paying? Do running backs matter? I say yes, pay them, but don't pay them a whole lot of money. Don't do it. A lot of teams are really hedging against giving running backs big contracts. Le'Veon Bell, perfect example. Ezekiel Elliott basically was like, hey, you're going to have to pay me. I'm not mad at any of these players for wanting their cash. Eventually, Saquon Barkley will be up next. Christian McCaffrey will be up next. These guys deserve to get paid because the NFL spits them out. Do you think it's worth it for NFL teams to pay these running backs? I want to get your opinion. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do running backs still matter in this game? Or do you basically just pick a guy up off the street or draft him, hope he lasts you for a couple of years, and then kick him to the curb? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to know, do running backs matter? That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I want to know, do running backs matter? The NFL team seemingly just don't want to pay the running backs. They feel that they're washed up, and they run them into the ground, and then they kick them to the curb. Look at somebody like Todd Gurley. Is it fair? I'm not mad at somebody like Le'Veon Bell last year for basically holding out before he got to the New York Jets. No, the Steelers were like, no, we're not paying you that much. We can go get another running back. Okay, and then Connor comes through and does a great job. And then Le'Veon Bell ends up on the Jets, and like a lot of things having to deal with the Jets, he doesn't do all that well. And we've seen NFL running backs come and go. They're here, they're gone. I mean, let's face it, the guy who led the league in rushing last year, Derrick Henry, by the time he came into the league, he was sharing carries with DeMarco Murray. NFL teams don't even want to invest in having two running backs just at the, or one running back. They want to have two at the same time. Derrick Henry's 26 years old, just signed his franchise tender for $10 million, and he still has running backs in front of him who I'm sure he wants to get paid equal to or on par as. And I'm talking about guys like Ezekiel Elliott, Le'Veon, David Johnson, who can't even stay on the field, the brand new Houston Texans. So do running backs matter? Are NFL teams just chewing them up and spitting them out? I think these running backs need to get their money while they can. And if I was Derrick Henry, I'd be okay with that franchise tender of $10 million. But you know what? I want a raise. Give me 14. Give me 15. Give me that Ezekiel Elliott money. I just almost ran you to the Super Bowl. We're going to take your calls. 855-212-4CBS. Our line is free, toll free. It's sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. We're going to go to the line. Let's start off with in Colorado. Let's talk to Corrick. Corrick, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. You don't got to call me a sir. Just say hey. JR. Just say what's up, JR.
JR, it's first time on your line, dude. It's a good topic they brought up. So
oh, thank you. Well, what do you think about these running backs?
They need to get paid their due. They have to, man. I mean, that's they deserve it. Like you said, Derrick Henry needs to be paid. And there's a lot of discussion here in Colorado about Philip Lindsay. You know, he needs his money too. And they're actually spending money elsewhere instead of paying the running back that you know he needs to be paid.
So as a Denver Bronco fan, do you want to see Lindsay get paid? I mean, there's an attachment that you can have with a particular player. But running backs, we do know that they have a shorter a shelf life. Lindsey's only been around for about 2 years. He's had two great seasons. But do you want to go about paying him in the long run when you might be paying him past his prime?
I think so. I think it's worth a shot to pay him that money. You know, he's been constant running back and he's been consistent with his efforts and you know he's got injured that one time earlier last season, but I think he deserves the money. I think you should invest in him.
Okay. Well, let's see if the hometown guy can get paid. Thank you, Court, for calling up from Colorado. I mean, that's the other issue when you pay running backs. I don't want to say it's like baseball, but are you paying a running back past his prime? Are you paying him for what he just did instead of what he can potentially go and do in the future? It's not how sports teams should be set up. You look at someone like Bill Belichick, and we lament this all of the time. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots will get rid of you before they keep you. It's a case of we found out that Bill Belichick wanted to get rid of Tom Brady. And that probably started the whole thought process and idea from Brady's perspective of, you know what? This guy doesn't appreciate me either. It's time for me to go. This is just a business. It's time for me to roll. You wanted me to go 2 years ago. I was forced to stay, or the owner, Mr. Kraft, made you keep me. And now I'm just going to go. It's time for me to go on to greener pastures because I'm sick of you and your Bill Belichick system here. It's all about the TB12 or whatever Tom Brady calls that stuff. And with running backs, you don't want to be saddled with a contract with a guy who is past his prime and will break down. Do running backs matter? Should NFL teams invest in running backs? Call me up. I want to know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We see what happened a few years ago. Todd Gurley is helping the Rams go to the Super Bowl. He gets injured basically on the way there. His knee has basically been deteriorating, arthritic condition for years, and now he's a member of the Falcons where he's going to probably go out there and share carries. Someone, he hasn't even peaked yet in regards to life. Guy's in his mid-20s. I don't think Todd Gurley is outside of 25, 26 years old. And we're talking about him like he's done already. It's kind of crazy out there. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's talk to Craig. Craig, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
No doubt about it. What's on your mind with the running backs?
I feel like they shouldn't get paid as much because they only have a couple good seasons and then they get hurt.
Okay. Well, Craig, let me ask you, how old are you, Craig?
I'm 12.
Oh, you're 12. Well, do you play football?
No.
Okay.
I watch it, though.
Okay, you watch it. Well, I was going to suggest that you know, since you're 12, you'd probably be an amazing running back. It's never too late, man. We need to get you out there. You probably have about 18 good seasons in front of you. Okay, Craig.
Not the fastest runner.
Okay, well, you know, there's still time. There's still time for you to work on that. Thank you so much, Craig, for calling up. I appreciate Craig. Craig probably has better knees right now than every running back in the NFL. Still plenty of time to get those knees together, Craig. Thank you for reaching out. You can find me online on Twitter, on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief. Should running backs get paid? Do NFL teams need to invest in running backs, or is it a bad idea? You know, they chew them up, they spit them out. Let's talk right now with Jason from Pennsylvania. Jason, go ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it.
I think that maybe paying a running back past his rookie contract and then maybe that 24 to 28-year-old contract, I think it's a pretty big mistake.
You think that second contract after the rookie deal is a mistake?
No, the third contract. I think if you pay them past the first big payout, I think it would be a mistake to keep anyone past that. I think you can start going into maybe like the third round of the draft, getting someone young on a cheap deal. I mean, you don't have to pay a third round guy that much money, so I think maybe you just kind of cut bait with people after that second contract.
Okay, I mean, I can understand it. You look at someone else like Alvin Kamara, and thank you so much, Jason, for calling up. You know, one thing you don't want to do, I agree with you. You don't want to just keep extending and extending and extending running backs. You think about someone else who's going to have the Saints are going to have pretty much the same scenario with Alvin Kamara. And they can easily go ahead and look at a Todd Gurley. They can look at a Melvin Gordon who decided to hold out last year and didn't come back all that great. For the Chargers, Eckler was basically running the show, and Melvin thought he was going to get paid, and now he's going to try to have to recoup and re-earn that money with the Broncos, and he's going to have to share carries with Lindsey. So it's not even always working out for the running backs right now. The holdout hasn't necessarily worked out. You got to get that money while you can and squeeze them. I get it if you try to hold out, but the NFL has their thumb on these running backs so hard right now, it's ridiculous. It's just like, yeah, we'll have two guys. Yeah, maybe we'll have a little bit of an older guy and then push him out and then run the younger guy into the ground and then draft another running back, and then we don't have to pay anybody. The NFL is cutthroat enough, but the running backs do matter. And you know what? Ultimately, whether it's this season or next season, and Derrick Henry hopes it's this season, He's going to try his best to cash out on those 1,500 yards and those eliminations that he handed the New England Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens last season. That's what he's going to try to do. Let's go to Alabama and talk to Jay. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm good. What's on your mind, Jay?
Hey, I wanted to say that the way that it has to go, and I know it won't get there, But what they should do is they should pay running backs. But what they should do is start them off with a rookie scale and make that the highest amount, because when they come in, they're at their biggest peak. And the only reason why I say that real quick is that from high school to college to the pros, that's all they're taking is nothing but hits. So by the time they get to that second contract, that's why they seem like they're more worn out. You should pay running backs, but they should get a higher percentage when they come in as a rookie than any other spot, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It does make sense, Jay. But then even when you think, I think that's pretty much already the case. When you look at someone like Saquon Barkley, I mean, he's not up there all the way when it comes to how much money he's going to go about making per year. And thank you, Jay, for calling up. You know, Saquon, but he is up there when it comes to the guaranteed money. Saquon's making like $6, $7 million per season. But because of his draft position, he has like $31 million that's guaranteed to him. You can bet by the time Saquon Barkley, even though he didn't have the greatest of years last season, you can bet when it's time for him to get paid, he's looking for that comeback next season. Why? Because he wants that next big contract. He wants to lay that groundwork for that next big deal that's going to take him, hopefully, close to a 27, a 28. And then he's probably going to try to cash again. But you look at the body types and you look at what running backs have been and what they end up, it's just, it doesn't end up good when you hit 30. I don't know what Frank Gore is eating for breakfast. I don't know what workouts Adrian Peterson is doing. Maybe that year off where he was suspended for putting hands on his kids, maybe that helped him out. I have no idea. But it's rare to see a Frank Gore. It's rare to see an Adrian Peterson, running backs who are in their mid to late 30s who are out there still running. I mean, Frank Gore has a kid in college right now who's playing. And he's a running back. How often do you hear that an active NFL player has a son in college? It's slim to none. I mean, there's a lot of situations and scenarios here when you think about running backs. If I'm a running back, I am trying to get paid. Do running backs matter? We're going to continue to take your calls here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, 855-212-4CBS. And we haven't even really broken down Christian McCaffrey. What should the Carolina Panthers do with him? Looks like they're in a rebuild. They got a lot of young wide receivers. Does Christian McCaffrey fit in? Should they trade Christian McCaffrey? Are they going to win anything with him? I don't think they will, but they have to figure it out. What do you think? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's right. I want to hear from you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Do running backs matter? Should NFL teams invest deeply in running backs? Derrick Henry just got his franchise tender today, $10.2 million. I think these running backs should get as much money as they can when they deserve it, because these NFL teams will spit them out with not a problem. It's a meat grinder playing in the NFL, especially if you're a running back. You hit that age 30 season, they don't even want anything to do with you. So while you can get that money, go ahead and get it. And then meanwhile, we still do see productive running backs. You know, every now and then you'll get an Adrian Peterson. You'll see a Frank Gore. Get paid while you can, because the teams don't care. That's all about delivering the hits. But right now, you can even see some more hits. I'm talking about of the tennis ball, okay? CBS Sports Network, Saturday, 1:30 Eastern, 10:30 Pacific, CBS brings you the inaugural World Team Tennis Celebrity All-Star Match. Some of the world's biggest names serve up some of the best action from the court. Make sure you tune in. World Team Tennis, the Celebrity All-Star Match, Saturday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 10:30 Pacific. That's a different type of hit. But right now, we're going to keep talking about the hits that the running backs keep taking. You know, we spoke about Derrick Henry getting paid. What is Christian McCaffrey going to eventually get paid? He's still on his rookie year deal, 4 years, $17 million. And he joined exclusive company this past season. He joined Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk as the only gentleman in the NFL to both catch or receive and then rush for 1,000 yards each. All right, he's 23 years old, Christian McCaffrey is. What do the Panthers do with him? If I'm McCaffrey, I don't want running back money. You're going to have to pay me on a wide receiver scale. You know, start giving me somewhere between like about $17 million. Give me $16 million. Is Christian McCaffrey worth more than Ezekiel Elliott? At this point in time, I would go ahead and say so. And how much is he really worth to the Carolina Panthers? That team, especially that offense, is extremely young right now. You just brought in a Robbie Anderson. You have a DJ Moore, a Curtis Samuel, Teddy Bridgewater's throwing the ball. But on offense and defense, you've lost some linchpins. Cam Newton is gone. This isn't the 2015 MVP Super Bowl type season. Luke Kuechly has retired. You know, what is Christian McCaffrey worth to the Panthers? Are they going to pay him big time? I can't see them getting rid of him because I think you would have a huge mutiny, but that's the reality. Like, what are you paying these running backs? Let's keep going to the phones. We got Jared in Houston. Jared, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course. What's on your mind?
Hey, I mean, I agree with what a lot of the other guys are saying, you know, that second contract is key, but you know, in a fast-paced NFL, if you're not a full utility running back where you can catch, run, you have the speed, and you can bruise it when you have to, I just don't see the money being there. Now, if running backs wanted to try to structure where they take more bonus money and less contract money so you're not hitting the cap so hard on the team, I think that would make sense. But, you know, when you take a lot of that cap off, like Henry's a good example. You know, he goes up against the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs defense step up, shut him down, then the team has nothing else weapon-wise to get their game going with. So, you know, if you sell out for that one position, it really makes it tough for a team to have the other weapons and have the cap room for those weapons on your team.
Okay, so you feel, Jared, that the running backs, you know, they're replaceable to a certain degree.
They are. I mean, they can make a team dangerous, but and I think they do need the money for – especially the ones that are special. But I think selling all your cap into a running back is very silly in this fast-paced game we have going on today with all these quarterbacks slinging the ball 50 yards down the field.
I can dig it. That's correct. Thank you so much, Jav from Houston, for calling up. That's also a very good point. But I feel a lot of times those, you know, a lot of quarterbacks who end up with those big, gaudy stats, it's because their team stinks and they have no choice but to air it out. I prefer balance. I really do. And I know the NFL is moving more towards a space where let's just air it out. Let's just air it up. And why do we need to pay a running back? This is all a passing league. I remember when like 3,000 yards was a great season passing wise. Now we're moving into like 5,000. Let's keep going. Let's talk to someone in Tennessee. It's Anthony calling up from Knoxville. Anthony, you're on the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Well, I want to say, you know, run backs are very important because you can't run the ball, you know, how are you going to pass? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the running game opens up the passing play. And Derrick Henry, you know, like you said, he ran the Titans to the playoffs, to the NFC Championship. He ran them there.
He almost ran them to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. He deserves it. You know, that's me personally. He deserves it. And McCaffrey, you know, like you said, he's best of both worlds, running and receiving. You know, maybe they should meet in the middle with his contract. Meet in the middle.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to pay Christian McCaffrey more, in my opinion. When you talk about annual salary, Ezekiel Elliott, okay, you're going to get 15 a year. I think Christian McCaffrey should actually surpass him. That's actually my personal opinion.
Mm, I think so, too, because, you know, with Ezekiel Elliott, he bummed out. That's all that money. And then what did he do? Daily squat.
Well, let's see what he does on the tail end. He still has a few more years on the back of that. Thank you so much, Anthony from Knoxville, for calling up. Let's check in with Willie from Alabama. Willie, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead. Willie's listening to the radio. Willie.
Hey, I'm from Troy, Alabama.
Okay, yeah, I know you from. I say you from Alabama, Willie. All I heard was the radio. What you think about the running backs, Willie?
They should pay Derrick Henry. They should pay him. He won the Heisman. He done proved his point. He's gonna tear up an NFL next year.
Okay, they so what happens? What happens? What? So traditionally, these running backs are getting 4-year deals. So what happens when Derrick Henry, who happens to be right now 26 years old, what happens when he's 29 and 30? Are you not worried that he might flame out and you paid him this money? Okay, Willie likes to hear himself on the radio. Please turn your radios down, folks. Shout out to my man Willie in Alabama. Let's go to Tennessee. Let's check in with Freddie. Freddie, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I always enjoy the show. I got a couple angles I want to come at you with, man. You know, McCaffrey, the guys that can that can catch the ball out the backfield, do all the intangibles, you know, yeah, you're going to have to pay them more. You know, and then I go back to the John Riggins. I go back to the Emmitt Smiths. I go back to those guys, man, that pounded it for 15, 16. 17.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, they're special guys. I get that. But, you know, they carried their teams, man, for years and years and years. But the deal is that you're right, man, a running back is spent when he gets 30. He's taking too many. He's like a punch-drunk boxer.
Mm.
He's punch-drunk. And, I mean, there's only a select few out there that are going to give you that kind of time. Yeah, Derrick Henry, da-da-da-da-da. But I was just waiting for somebody to land on him wrong and him not get up, you know, because, I mean, he was carrying, you know, I mean, he was carrying the ball 30, 35 times a game every week to get him up even to the play, you know, even up to the door threshold of the Super Bowl, and did a great job and should get paid. But what happens next year when he goes out the second game, somebody – you know, he blows an Achilles, you know.
Well,
so, yeah, I can't see paying him because the fact of the matter is, man, you know, I watched Alvin Kamara come in at Tennessee and then go to the Saints, and, man, did they get a bargain. But, dude, he was a junior college guy. He's old. He's old now.
Okay, Freddie.
And, well, you know, I just, JR, my point to you was, is, you know, nobody's got a crystal ball. But where, I mean, it's got to be the multi-purpose guys that are going to get paid. It can't be the guy that's just going to pound a rock, you know, 30 carries a game because he's not going to make it.
Thank you so much,
Freddie. I'll hang up and let you see what you got to say, man. Thank you,
Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate you. Thank you, Freddie, for calling up from Tennessee. That's exactly where Derrick Henry is pounding that rock right now in Tennessee. And I get exactly what you're saying. There is no crystal ball. You have to think about their usage dating back all the way to college. And David Johnson, we spoke about this. I spoke about this at the early portion of the show. David Johnson's a perfect example. This guy had freak numbers in 2016. You want to talk about rushing and receiving yards? 1,200 yards rushing, about 900 yards receiving. He had like 20 touchdowns. David Johnson was like RoboCop on the football field. He was fighting crime. He was moving linebackers out the way. He was amazing until he landed on his wrist. And then it was pretty much been over. And now he's been sharing carries with Kenyon Drake in Arizona. Kyler Murray has also been running the football. So what happens now with David Johnson? His value is no longer there. And now he's been traded to the Houston Texans. And I'm extremely interested to see how he performs. Is it going to be any different in another city? I don't think so. I think David Johnson probably peaked in 2016. And guess what? David Johnson right now is about 28 years old. I don't see an upside. Not everybody's going to have that Adrian Peterson comeback. Let's check in with Joe. Joe is calling in from Canada. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, sir?
I'm terrific. What's up, Joe?
You know, quarterbacks is the most important position in football.
Yes.
And receivers. But I think running backs, man, they go through a lot of punishment. They have to have a lot of craft, you know, talent. They deserve to be paid 100%, man.
At what point do you kind of hedge on paying a running back? Is it when they get older? Is it do you look at their usage?
I think at the age of 24, 25, 26, when they're 30, they don't work their money. They're down, right? They took a lot of abuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but at 26, at their peak, they got to get paid because that position ain't easy. You have to be talented to run 10, 15 yards or 7, 8 yards a game.
No, I hear you, Joe. I hear you. Nah, these running backs, they do deserve every penny that they get. And I agree.
That's a tough job, man. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. The punishment they take, it's amazing.
I agree, Joe. Thank you so much for calling up from Canada. You stay cool.
Can I ask you something? Can I ask you?
Can you ask it in 10 seconds, Joe?
Pharrell, in the bench, what happened to him?
Well, he's not here. I'm here. You can catch me. You can listen to me every single night. He's doing cool. Scott's cool. Okay, Joe? You got to Google that one, okay? Joe up in Canada, he lost his connection. Yeah, he's not on the bench. He's doing very well. Actually, know and have met Scott plenty of times. He's good. He's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here every single weeknight. You can listen to me starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, 7 p.m. Pacific. And when we come back, because there are no live sports, a lot of people are gaming. We're going to learn about the gaming industry. It's not like what I used to do with NBA Jam. When we come back, we're talking all about esports and gaming. It's big money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.